This is another A very blessed Sunday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. It is such an honor to join with you in faith, in prayer, in dialogue, and all that's good in life. Certainly spring is starting to be sprung, and the weather is getting better. Hopefully it stays that way. It is certainly looking like the holiday season of Easter and Passover. You know, Passover, there's another name, is called Chag Ha'aviv in Hebrew. Chag Ha'aviv, the holiday of springtime. So hopefully this temperature is not just faking us out. Maybe it will stay, but certainly I know all of us who celebrate the spring holidays are getting ready. I've had the honor of starting to go and being invited to church schools to teach their students, their children, about Passover. This past week, I went to the wonderful, absolutely wonderful St. Peter's in Merchantville, New Jersey. And I was invited by one of their awesome teachers to teach the kids about Passover. And I was so wonderfully and pleasantly surprised by their knowledge of Passover. It was an amazing thing. The teachers there, wow, they should be very, very so proud of them. One of their teachers, Sarah, she set up a Passover Seder place with all of the items that go on the Seder plate, like the parsley, that's symbolic of springtime, like the egg, that's symbolic of rebirth, like the horseradish, that's symbolic of the bitterness of slavery, the matzah, the bread of freedom, the bread of slavery. It is, it was an honor and a privilege to be there. And Father Tim, well, I got to meet him. Such a wonderful, wonderful man. At the very end, he did a blessing over his students. And he said, would you like to do a blessing over the students as well? And I thought about it for just a millisecond. I said, of course I would. Here's the blessing that I would like to do. And I would like to do the blessing over all of you as well. It's called the 15-word benediction. It's 15 words in Hebrew. It comes from the Torah, the Old Testament, the five books of Moses, and it's the blessing that rabbis and Jewish clergy still do over their congregation, and I do it over the children who come to my services. In English, it goes something like this. May God bless you and keep you. May God shine his countenance down upon you. May God give you peace. So let's do that again. If you are somewhere that you can bow your heads, if you happen to be with your children and with your family, place your hands above the heads of your loved ones, bow your head, and we say together, may God bless you and keep you. May God shine his countenance down upon you. And may God give you peace. Completeness and totalness and in all aspects of life, as we all say, amen. Next week, I get to go to Joan of Arc Church, also here in South Jersey, to do another Passover Seder. And I love Joan of Arc, and I'll tell you why. Last year, we had a project of making Easter and Passover cards for people in hospitals. I happen to have the honor and the privilege of being hospital chaplain for many, many hospitals here in South Jersey. And sometimes the folks there are alone, and it's never good to be in a hospital, especially around a holiday. So the kids, the students at Joan of Arc, they made hundreds of Easter cards. And I took them to Virtua Hospital, and they were given out to all the patients on Easter that celebrate Easter. And the joy on the faces, the smile on the faces was priceless, and they are doing it again this year. But if you would like to get involved as well, please contact me if you have a school, or if you just, as an individual, if you want to make homemade, personalized Passover or Easter cards to give out to hospital patients. That would certainly be a blessing. Go on my social media pages of Instagram or Facebook, or you could private message me, or you could text me. You could text me. My number is, write it down, 267-971-8799. Again, 267-971-8799. Or again, find me on any social media. As they say, Google me. I'm very, very easy to find. Just Google my name and Scott Borsky, B-O-R-S-K-Y. And let me know you would like to make cards, and we will figure out a way for me to get them. You can mail them to me, of course. And you can bring joy unto others in this upcoming holiday season. And for that, we all say, I mean, there are so many things coming up. One thing coming up next, not today, but next Sunday, March 24th, is the holiday of Purim. No matter what religion or custom or background you are, you should certainly know about the holiday of Purim. It's the holiday that we celebrate Queen Esther being a hero of her people and saving the Jewish community of ancient Persia. That's modern-day Iraq, about Iran. Excuse me. Forgive me. Iran. And 2,500 years ago, from the evil prime minister of Persia, his name was Haman. And, you know, if Queen Esther would not have succeeded in spoiling the plot of Haman, Judaism would probably not have survived until today, because the majority of Jews in the world at that time lived under the Persian Empire. And if the Jewish community did not survive that plot, we probably would not have survived until today. So Queen Esther has become a hero in Judaism, and other world religions celebrate her. In fact, Queen Esther's Hebrew name is Hadassah. Hadassah, and there is a wonderful Jewish organization of women that name themselves Hadassah, and they've been around for decades and decades and decades, and they do such wonderful mitzvahs and good deeds. So next Sunday, here in South Jersey, where I live, we are having a, please join us, a Homentashen eating contest. And if you don't know what a Homentash is, it's a triangle, a three-corner pastry, and with fruit filling or chocolate filling or poppy seed filling or any kind of filling that you want. It's usually apricot, could be apple, could be lemon, anything that you want to fill it with. And it is the traditional food that we eat on Purim, while we were having fun on this most happy day. If you have a child, a teen, a grandchild who's a teen that wants to join in the world famous, even better, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, world famous Homentashen Eating Contest, next Sunday afternoon, March 24th, please contact me. I will give you all the information at any of the contacts I gave to you just a few minutes ago. It is a blast and a highlight of the year for Purim. Homentashen, go to your local supermarket, pick some up, or make them at home. They're easy to make. Well, except for me, mine turn into big fruit-filled muffins. That's not the way they're supposed to be. But go to Google and look up Homentashen, H-A-M-A-N-T-A-S-C-H-E-N. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Look up Homentashen, and you could make them at home, or you could go to a supermarket and buy them. They are a delicious pastry, cookie, for Purim, which is a week from today. Please join us. It would be an honor to be with you on Purim. And on that, certainly, we all say Amen. We also say amen to our sponsors, without whom this program on WWDB would not be possible. And don't forget, if you don't have the opportunity to listen on Sunday mornings, you can always go to the podcast. That's at WWDBAM.com. WWDBAM.com. And it is always put up on the podcast page, usually the afternoon of the show, or go onto any of my social media and you will find the link straight to the podcast so you can have faith and joy and love in God 24/7. We thank our sponsor, Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They certainly look forward to hearing from you. And when you go into Dr. Cohen, just give him a big hug and tell him that Cantor Scott says hi. And for them, we all say amen. On this beautiful day, I always want to give you a little saying that you could write down on a little sticky note and put it on someplace that you look at multiple times a day, like, the bathroom mirror or the refrigerator. And today, it is a simple one. It goes like this. God is calling you. Are you going to pick up or let it ring? God is calling you. Are you going to pick up or let it ring? You know, we all get dozens and dozens and dozens of calls each and every day. You know, most of them are, as we know, spam. Most of them we just let go. Most of them on our phones, it actually says spam, right? But God's calling is never, ever spam. In the morning when you wake up, instead of answering all the emails you have, instead of answering all the texts that you have, instead of posting on all these Facebook posts or Instagram or even, I know, TikTok posts, answer God's call. God is the most important person, thing, godliness, God to answer each and every morning. It's as easy as opening up your eyes and say, God, I hear you calling me. Let's talk. And don't we all want a God that we can talk to? Don't we all want a God to be our friend? Don't we all want a God that will speak to us and recognize our voices and we will answer the call? It can be out loud. It can be in the silent meditation of our own hearts. That's what we often call the still, small voice. And can be in our tears. God understands any language. God understands silence as well. We just have to be in a constant relationship with God, a constant prayer, a continual prayer. And that is the way that God will always, always call us and we will always answer. So write on a little piece of paper right now. God is calling you. Are you going to answer? And put that up on your refrigerator so you can see it multiple times a day. So from morning, when you open your eyes until you go to bed at night, you can answer the call of God. And on that, certainly, we all say amen. I always like to brag about boys and girls in our greater Philadelphia community who are doing wonderful things in our lives. This week, I brag about Jacob Fussfield. And Jacob, for his mitzvah project, for his bar mitzvah, decided to volunteer for a wonderful organization. I believe I've spoken about this organization on this program before. It's called Book Smiles. The website is booksmiles.org. And Larry Abrams, the owner and founder, is such a wonderful, wonderful man. He believes that every boy and girl needs a home library. Every boy and girl needs books in their bedroom, books in their home. Books open up a world of love and joy and education and resources for all. That's part of their lives. But unfortunately, as we know, all boys and girls don't have books. All families don't have books. All boys and girls don't have access to books. Do you believe that there are schools in our community that don't have libraries because they can't afford books and aren't donated books? Well, Book Smiles started for that process, for that purpose and that mission, to give schools and kids and families and anyone who needed books. And they have a wonderful warehouse in Pennsauken, New Jersey, with hundreds of thousands of books. And they get in books and books, thousands each and every day. In fact, my son David works for Book Smiles, and I could not be happier about them. Jacob, for his mitzvah project, for his bar mitzvah, put a book collection bin in his school. He was approved by the principal. And before you know it, the whole bin was filled. It's those big bins, you know, those big trash bins, those big recycle bins that many communities have, those big tall ones that fit hundreds and hundreds of books. And within days, it was all filled. And within the week, he is taking all the collected books to Book Smiles to give to children so they can have the blessing of their own home library. And certainly that makes our world a better place. So thank you, Jacob. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. If you want to learn more about Book Smiles, again, booksmiles.org. And on them, we all say amen. We also certainly say amen to our wonderful friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. They are such blessings to our whole community, not in only the arranging and prearranging of funerals and helping families in their time of need, but so many wonderful programs throughout our community. I would highly recommend going on Instagram or Facebook and liking Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, and you will see all the programs that they are sponsoring. They are a blessing. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all backgrounds, all religions of South Jersey since 1992. Please give them a call and tell them that Cantor Scott says hi. Just go online and look up their information. Just Google Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, and you will find all their contacts, their email, their phone number. They are such blessings to our community. And please tell them that Cantor Scott says hi. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. And for them, certainly we all say amen. I know many of you watched the Oscars, and even if you didn't watch the Oscars last week, you heard about a Oscar winner, and his name is Jonathan Glazer, Glazer, and he won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film. And he has come under much criticism, justifiably, when he went to give his Oscar winning speech. He refuted his Judaism. In other words, he was embarrassed by his Judaism. And I need to tell you that he is not one that's high on my list now, nor others. Just go online, and I'm sure you've seen all the negativity of Jonathan Glazer, who blamed Israel for the October 7th murder and kidnapping and raping of thousands of Jews. And he blamed Israel for that. And certainly he is what we would call a self-hating Jew. I know that's a term that we don't like to use, but there are Jewish people who were born Jewish that simply are embarrassed to be Jewish. And if so, then we are embarrassed for them as well. And I need to tell you, whatever religion you are, whatever background, whatever tradition you are, that is a blessing from God. Be bold in it. Be strong in it. Be proud in it. And I know those who listen to this program and hundreds of people I come into contact with each and every day, either in person or online or any way that I have the blessing of being with you, are proud of their religion, are proud of their traditions, are proud of their backgrounds. And please keep doing that. Please share your holiday with others. Please share your blessings with others. Please share your scriptures, your books of God, your words of God with others. That only strengthens us, because no matter your background or religion, we are more similar than we are different. And it is an opportunity to come together with God, to come together with our spirituality, to come together with our background. It is only for good. In fact, one opportunity I had this week, I'm scrolling, and for those who know me, know that I love the rock band Kiss. I've always loved them. In fact, the first concert that I took my son to when he was 5 years old, my wife and I took him to Kiss. And we got him all made up. With the makeup of Gene Simmons, with the costume of Gene Simmons. And he looked exactly like a little Kiss member. And again, he was 5 years old. And when we went there, everybody wanted to take a picture with my son and make him hold out his tongue like Gene Simmons does. And my son loved every second of it. And in fact, his picture got on the Kiss Army Facebook page and so many wonderful comments. But that was a long time ago. And since then, he's been to see Kiss a few times. And it's always been my favorite band, not only because of the music, but because of the members. Two of the members, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, are Jewish, and they are proud of their Judaism. Paul Stanley was born Stanley Burt Eisen in New York, and Gene Simmons was born Chaim Weitz in Israel. I don't know how many of you know that Gene Simmons was born in Israel. He speaks Hebrew, very proud of his Judaism. This past week, I posted on my Facebook page and Instagram. Go look. Just scroll back a couple of days, and you will see Paul Stanley speaking about how proud he is of his Judaism. It brings tears to your eyes. At least it brought tears to mine. And listen to his words. They are very emotional. They are very bold, and they are very proud. And that's something that should be a role model to all of us, no matter what religion we are, to be strong in our religion and never shy away from it. Never refute it. Always tell each other and share each other our backgrounds, because only then can we come together and bring more peace, more shalom to our world. You know, the most common word for peace in Hebrew is shalom. And shalom means more than just an absence of war. It means a completeness and totalness in all aspects of life. Financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and certainly if we share our backgrounds, our traditions with each other, that can only help bring more shalom, more peace and completeness to all of us. And on that certainly, we all say, Amen. And we certainly all say amen to our friend Bonnie and her staff at the wonderful men's and boys store in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, PA, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best clothing that all the men and the boys in your family will need. They are award winners, beyond award winning. The best of this, the best of that. Each and every month, I hear about new awards that they are winning for the best of in their formal department, in their men's department, in their boys' department. Please take a trip. If any of the men in your family need clothing for any occasion, they are currently having their winter clearance sale up to 50% in their sportswear and casual wear, their men's and boys. But more importantly, they are receiving daily clothing for all your spring merchandise that are needed, both in men's and boys' departments, suits and sports coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes, tuxedo rentals, tuxes for all your spring weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, business get-togethers, family reunions, for Easter, for Passover, and custom tailoring too. 320 York Road, Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Pennsylvania. Whenever I go there, there are always folks there from all over the Delaware Valley, South Jersey, all over Philly, all the suburbs of Philly. Well worth the trip because, again, they are the best. Please give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. The men's and boys store, Warminster Shopping Center, simply the best. And when you see Bonnie, please tell her that Cantor Scott says hi. And on that, I just want to thank everybody for joining me on this most beautiful morning. And don't forget, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock in the morning, each and every morning, Monday through Friday for drive time, is Morning Light. I have a wonderful program on this station of spiritual music, of music that brings us closer to God and dialogue too. We talk, we speak, we share. We have speakers that are spiritual. We have music that is spiritual. Please join us Monday through Friday on this very station at 7 o'clock. And on that note, have a wonderfully blessed week, everybody. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.